Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It's a busy weekend for Michigan Tech sports. And Jordana Carroll is with us this morning, the senior from the Michigan Tech volleyball team. When are you graduating, Jordana? Well, we need to get you right up on that microphone if we could. Go ahead.
Oh, I'll be graduating in May.
May?
Yes.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. And let's talk about the big promotion we have going on, or the big fundraiser in a way.
We have our annual hat and mitten drive this year. That will be at both the basketball games and the hockey games this weekend. We'll have a big, nice Christmas tree for people to hang new or barely used winter clothing on, and we'll be donating them to the Salvation Army.
So this doesn't have to be just hats or mittens, right?
Nope. Nope, any winter clothing.
Is this an easier name than hat and mitten and gloves and coats
jackets
and toques drive?
Long johns.
Yep.
Well, this is really cool. So so people can bring them into the games, and will be for both hockey games, or how's that going to work?
Yep, both hockey games, both basketball games.
Okay, so both sets of basketball games, both hockey games, and that is going to be this weekend. So should people start digging around right now for stuff that they have maybe? Because a lot of people still haven't maybe gotten all their winter stuff out yet.
Yeah, you got to go dig out the buckets, bring all your stuff from last season that you're not going to wear anymore instead of just dropping it off or forgetting it in the closet. Bring it over. Help those that need it.
We've all got an extra set of gloves in our closet that we're never going to wear because we got six pairs of gloves last year, and I know I do, so I'll be bringing some in. But yeah, it's a cool thing. Now, this is going to take place at all home events in the month of December. Is that right?
Nope, just this weekend.
Just this weekend only. So you got to get it done this weekend at one of our. We have six home events, so you should be able to find time to do that at one of our home events. But basketball Thursday, 5:30 and 7:30. We got hockey Friday at 7, and then basketball 1 and 3 Saturday. Hockey at 7 on Saturday. So plenty of opportunities, right?
Yes.
Jordana does not have classes today, so she came in on an off day today to promote this this great thing. Tell me how things are going for you now that volleyball is over, and how everything's going.
A lot more sleep, a lot more time for homework. I have a little more free time. I don't really know what to do with it sometimes, but kind of an adjustment. Just got back from break, so it's a little. We'll see how it goes.
Well, remind everybody what you're studying and what you're planning on doing once you get done at Tech.
Right now, I am in civil engineering. I'll be finishing my bachelor's, and I'll be finishing up my art minor in Italy this summer. So.
Oh. Whoa.
Whoa.
An art minor at Michigan Tech. Now, there's something you don't hear a lot of, Dirk.
Throwing it out there.
Nice. So what's your favorite medium?
I love painting, but I like design aspect it. So I'm kind of trying to join the two.
So where are you going in Italy?
Florence.
Nice.
Of course.
I've heard of that place, yes.
You're going to be an artist. Right? Mm-hmm. I go to Florence.
That's where you go. And you did not stay up to listen to your brother score a shorthanded goal against Fairbanks this weekend.
No, I didn't, but it sounded really good in the press release the next morning.
I was mostly awake when I wrote my recaps for the weekend. So hey, anybody, any criticisms of my grammar or spelling over the weekend, you can blame it on the 3 a.m. time frame that came out.
Yeah.
Jordana, you're president of the Student Athlete Advisory Council or Committee. Talk about your role there and how that experience has been for you as a student athlete.
Last year was my first year with that. Molly from track was that before, and kind of got thrown into it when she graduated. I didn't really know what it was, but it's just really a lot of organizing. We do a lot of different fundraising for nonprofits and community service events, and then just keeping track of student athlete stuff going on, communication with the athletic administration, and we vote on NCAA legislation each year. So kind of a lot of everything, and it's fun to be able to involve the student athletes and get a different side of what's going on there.
And you, you've been involved in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and you've seen, what the attitude is of our student athletes in terms of, they do this Make-A-Wish fundraiser, and we just did a video last week about Madison's Wish and the money we raised for that. But there's so many different things that our student athletes do. I think people really don't realize all the different things, and a lot of things the student athletes are coming up with the ideas for, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be in a meeting and have people throw out ideas, seeing ideas when they go to different schools, just hearing about them. And we try to get as much done as we can without putting too much on people's plates, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, and kind of hard to advertise how much we do it sometimes, but...
And some of the other things that have been going on in terms of fundraising, they got the Madison's Wish, but your Hat and Mitten Drive. Maybe talk about some of the other things that you guys have taken on during your time as in the Student Athlete Advisory Committee.
We will be having a teddy bear toss. I think I'll be talking about that sometime coming up. That'll be December 14th during the hockey game. Those will be for Toys for Tots closer to the holiday season. We've done a lot with Make-A-Wish. That's been our major fundraiser this year. So you talked about Madison's Wish. We'll be having another Bouncerama this spring like we did last year for the local kids. That was a lot of fun last year. We raised a lot of money for Make-A-Wish, and we hope to do that again. And we're just doing a lot of little fundraisers like that with it. So.
And I heard about maybe an Ultimate Frisbee tournament going on with that too.
Yeah, we're hoping hoping to get the student athlete or the student body involved, actually, instead of just the student athletes, trying to pair up with that. I'm talking to somebody right now about getting involved in Spring Fling, so we'll see.
It's awesome. Well, it's really cool, Dirk, to see the student athletes get involved in our community, mm-hmm. and the bounce around them. They're out there, you know, interacting with the kids and having a great time. And obviously, the kids in the local community love getting the chance to meet and hang out with Tech student athletes as well. So. Doing a lot of great things, Jordana, and we appreciate what you do for Michigan Tech athletics and the student athletes, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys out this weekend collecting hat and mittens and used clothing at all of our games.
Well, thank you.
Jordana Camara here on Mix 93 WKMJ. I know a lot of people know this already, but you heard about the ex-Misfits up in Fairbanks participating in their teddy bear toss and
yes.
buying $400 worth of
Huskies
and throwing them on the ice, which was pretty impressive. I'm down there on ice level getting ready to talk to Billy McCult in between periods, and I see all these Huskies being thrown over my head onto the ice down there. So that was a pretty neat thing by them. Those teddy bear tosses are huge hits for everybody. I think it's a good cause, too. So. All right. Thanks, Jordana. We do appreciate you getting on up. You can go back to sleep now if you want.
Oh, thank you.
Or you can just hang with us for a while and talk to Mitch Lake. He's coming up in just a bit. I want to remind you about Econo Foods, right, tomorrow at noon?
Yeah, starting at noon tomorrow at the Econo Foods. Kids tickets absolutely free. Econo Foods is partnered with Michigan Tech Athletics to buy tickets for Friday's hockey game. They're good for the hockey game only this year for Friday. You can pick them up absolutely free at Econo Foods. Asha should mention that the Nordic skiing team got their season underway last weekend out at West Yellowstone. They'll be in action either in Ishpeming or at home, depending on who's got more snow this weekend. And we'll maybe get a chance to talk to Coach Hagenmiller next week and get his preview on the Nordic skiing season.
All right. Husky hockey this weekend, Husky basketball this weekend, all at home. That's Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock.
Sound Range. Jacob's Twin Lakes.
This is Mix 93.